Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Muni 360 Weekly Wrap-Up from New York Life Investments. I'm Mike Denlinger, a portfolio manager and trader with Mackay Municipal Managers, coming to you from our trading desk in Los Angeles. After yesterday's CPI print and weak 10-year Treasury auction, interest rates pushed higher. Muni yields moved higher as well, but to a lesser degree than Treasuries. Demand in the municipal market remains robust, highlighted by this week's primary calendar. Yesterday, despite the weakness in Treasuries, Cornell University priced a $600 million 30-year deal that saw subscription levels over three times. Final pricing came in with a 5.5% coupon at 4% yield priced to a 10-year call date. Other deals, including $632 million Kentucky Property and Building Commission and $334 million for Avera Health, also cleared the market yesterday without trouble. However, it should be noted that deals priced earlier in the week, such as $735 million for Harvard University, traded higher in yields on Wednesday with the Treasury weakness. Looking ahead, demand in the municipal asset class looks poised to remain robust. It feels as if money managers have ample cash and are looking to selectively deploy it before strong summer technicals kick in during June. As such, continued heavy issuance is likely to be met by equally heavy demand, keeping municipal to Treasury ratios in check. Furthermore, absolute yields matter. And as municipal yields push higher, the value of the tax exemption grows. To illustrate this point, consider an investor with a 35% tax bracket who was looking at the 30-year tenor on Bloomberg's BVAL AAA callable scale. The scale's low yield of 2024 was 3.36% on January 2nd. 3.36% grossed up at a 35% tax rate equates to a taxable equivalent yield of 5.17%, or a pickup of 181 basis points. Today, that same tenor is at 3.86%, which again, grossed up at the 35%, equates to a 5.94% taxable equivalent yield. Now the pickup is 208 basis points. Thus, the pickup in taxable equivalent yields increases as municipal yields and tax brackets increase. That concludes this episode of the Muni 360 Weekly Wrap-Up Podcast with New York Life Investments. Please be sure to subscribe and look out for new episodes. We appreciate you rating the show and leaving your review so we can spread these insights to as many as possible. Thanks for listening.
Municipal bond risks include the ability of the issuer to repay the obligation, the relative lack of information about certain issuers, and the possibility of future tax and legislative changes, which could affect the market for and value of municipal securities. Investing in below investment grade securities may carry a greater risk of non-payment of interest or principal than higher rated securities. Bonds are subject to interest rate risk and can lose principal value when interest rates rise. Bonds are also subject to credit risk, which is the possibility that the bond issuer may fail to pay interest and principal in a timely manner. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, which will vary. All investments are subject to market risk and will fluctuate in value. An investment cannot be made in an index.
Bloomberg Municipal Bond Index is considered representative of the broad market for investment-grade, tax-exempt bonds with a maturity of at least 1 year. Bonds subject to the alternative minimum tax or with floating or zero coupons are excluded. S&P 500 Index is a market capitalization-weighted index of 500 leading publicly traded companies in the U.S. Bloomberg U.S. Treasury Index tracks public obligations of the U.S. Treasury with a remaining maturity of 1 year or more. Bloomberg U.S. Corporate Index tracks publicly issued U.S. corporate and specified foreign debentures and secured notes that meet specified maturity, liquidity, and quality requirements. To qualify, bonds must be SEC registered. The municipal treasury ratio is a comparison of the current yield of municipal bonds to U.S. Treasuries. Yield curve is a line that plots yields of bonds having equal credit quality but differing maturity dates. Active management involves making buy and sell decisions about the holdings in a portfolio with the objective of exceeding the performance of the market or a stated benchmark.
Bond ratings are expressed as letters ranging from AAA, which is the highest grade, to C, junk bonds, which is the lowest grade. Different rating services use the same letter grades but use various combinations of upper and lowercase letters to differentiate themselves. To illustrate the bond ratings and their meanings, we'll use the Standard & Poor's format. AAA and AA equal high credit quality investment grade. AA and BBB equal medium credit quality investment grade. BB, B, CCC, CC, and C equal low credit quality non-investment grade, or junk bonds. D equals bonds in default for non-payment of principal and or interest. This material contains the opinions of the Mackay Municipal Managers team of Mackay Shields, LLC, but not necessarily those of Mackay Shields, LLC. The opinions expressed herein are subject to change without notice. This material is distributed for informational purposes only. Forecasts, estimates, and opinions contained herein should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation of any particular security, strategy, or investment product. Information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable but not guaranteed. Any forward-looking statements speak only as of the date they are made, and MacKay Shields assumes no duty and does not undertake to update forward-looking statements. The strategies discussed are strictly for illustrative and educational purposes and are not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. There is no guarantee that any strategies discussed will be effective. Neither New York Life Insurance Company nor its affiliates or representatives provide tax, legal, or accounting advice. Please contact your own professionals. MacKay Municipal Managers is a team of portfolio managers at MacKay Shields. MacKay Shields is 100% owned by New York Life Investment Management Holdings, which is wholly owned by New York Life Insurance Company. Not all products and services provided by MacKay Shields may be available to all investors, limited by applicable laws and regulations in certain jurisdictions. No part of this material may be reproduced in any form or referred to in any other publication without the express written permission of MacKay Shields. New York Life Investments is both the service mark and the common trade name of certain investment advisors affiliated with New York Life Insurance Company.